Tour de Tejas, Day 4, Pat Coleman joined by Lorenzo Bailey, junior guard for Millsaps College. Millsaps lost on Sunday to Trinity 57-53 after a big win on Friday night at Southwestern. And, of course, Lorenzo, you hit that game-winning shot, that comeback on Friday night. I know, obviously, a lot has happened since then, but you can go back a little bit and kind of take us through, because that was certainly not the easiest shot that you guys had all night, for sure.
After we had got the steal on the defensive end, Coach quickly called a timeout, and he was like, "Lorenzo, we're trying to get you this shot, so run this play for us. Make sure you take your time, swell your feet up, and just let it go." So, but when the play broke down, I just popped up top, and I looked at the shot clock, see how much time we had left. You know, it wasn't no turning back. You let it go or hold it. And most likely, I just let it go, and so happened it went in.
Yeah. It's, you know, obviously in this conference, as I think most people know, you guys play two games in a row on the road. You drove from Jackson, Mississippi to near Austin to play Friday and then come back towards San Antonio to play here on Sunday. What's it like spending all that time on the bus?
Basically, it's just, to me, I just go to sleep. It's just, you know what I'm saying, just rest my body, because you're already cramped up on the bus anyway.
Yeah.
And so I just relax and just think about school, you know what I mean, and basically what I'm doing the game next.
You're taking schoolwork with you, I guess?
Oh, yes. I bring my laptop and my backpack and try to do a paper here, read a book, take notes here whenever I have some free time. Whenever we're not in film session or just doing play-by-plays of the other team.
Yeah, a lot of iPod time.
Oh yeah, but I really don't listen to it as much. I let my my friend use it, because I was talking to this guy. He was like, because I haven't had an off season lately.
Yeah,
and so he was like, "Renzo, just get grounded. You know what I mean? Start where you've been started. You know what I mean?" And I really ain't never just been listening to music a lot, so I just let him use it. And I just relax and just think positive.
What do you guys do on Saturday when you're not on the bus?
It depends on where we at. Like, what's in in Georgetown at Southwestern on Friday night, and so we had to travel. Mm-hmm. So that was about a 3-hour drive. So, you know, we're going to leave around about 10 or 11, and by the time we get to our destination, we got to end up practice. So pretty much the whole day is already gone from traveling. Then you practice, then you got film, and then at night you try to get all the homework done, because you know you ain't going to have it done anytime to do it on Sunday night, because you're getting back late or whatever.
And as we know, the schools in this conference are not the easiest schools to get into.
Not at all. Because you got to constantly stay on it. You constantly working, you constantly studying. You really don't have any free time when you're at these D3 schools, because that's what their main focus is, academics. That's why we all have scholar athletes, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what the main focus is, school.
So you spend most of the day, I'm guessing, Thursday on the bus, right, to go out to your game on Friday. You spend the night Friday, spend a lot of time Saturday on the bus. What's it like getting up Sunday, pretty early Sunday morning, to come play that first game?
Yeah, especially like last night, you know, we practiced, then we ate, and then you try to do a little homework. Before you know it, it's midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, man, I need to get some sleep, because you got to get up early. Your game is 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you got to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, because you want a little breakfast in, so you have some energy or whatever. And so it's like, so it's like time is just flying, you know what I mean? So you lay down, it's like you're getting right back up.
Now let's see, I'm looking at the schedule coming up for you guys. You have some more interesting trips. I mean, it's obviously where you guys are, there aren't any short trips for you.
Oh, no. Only short trip really is to Rhodes, and, you know, that's right up the road in Memphis. And everything else, it's going to take about 10 hours, especially on the bus, and then you got to come back on the Sunday night, so you just deal with it, you know what I mean? Because we're not the only ones that have to travel. Everyone else in the league has to travel as well.
Yeah. Let me ask you a little bit about the other excitement going on campus this fall. Tell us what it was like watching the football program run off that win streak like it didn't go to the playoffs.
Oh, man, I loved it. It was like, for years, for the previous 2 years, we all came in as a freshman. And these guys, they've been working and working, you know what I mean? And they finally got everything together, you know what I mean? They got their coaching staff together. They got people that believed in them. They believed in themselves, first of all. And to see them come together and to pull it out like that, it was just amazing. And I was there every game telling them, hey, it's y'all time. You got to do it, you know?
Any inspiration for you guys to pull out of that?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, because our baseball team did it the year before, and they constantly doing it. and then the football do it. So it's now it's on our shoulders to at least, you know what I mean, to win a conference and go to the playoffs and see where we can go from there.
All right, that's Lorenzo Bailey, guard for Millsaps, here on Tour de Tejas Day 4.